Good morning. So good to see you again today. Thanks for stopping by. George Watkins here on this beautiful summer, almost summer, Tuesday morning. We're going to talk about the good things of God today and see what he has to say to us. When we ask questions or when we begin to talk about the things of the Lord, the angels of the Lord gather around, and some take notes, write down what we're saying, and others speak into our ear a message and revelation from the Lord. Amen. Well, I want to talk today about hunger, desire, passion, purpose. Those are great subjects for this early morning Tuesday broadcast. Hunger. The hunger is something that we have. Mostly we talk about I'm hungry for food, but really in our lifestyle, in our life's journey, we're hungry for a lot of things. Hungry for more money, hungry for passion, for position, power. Hungry, in some cases, for a relationship. We call it passion. We can call it desire, all those things. Well, the truth is, you can't be hungry for something that doesn't exist. Now, I didn't have a pizza till I was older. I suppose past 10, 12, something like that, maybe 15. When we heard about that song back in the 50s, the moon hits your eyes like a big pizza pie, I thought it said piece of pie. We didn't know what a pizza was, or we had never had one, because pizzas were served in taverns and pool halls. They didn't have pizza parlors that we went to, probably in the Italian restaurants, but who went there as a Pentecostal boy? We ate the cheap places. So I didn't know if I hungered after pizza, because even though they existed, I didn't know about it. And I can name a half a dozen other illustrations that I didn't have a hunger for until I tasted it. Well, what does the Lord say? What does the scripture say? Taste and see that the Lord is good. How does he get us to taste and see if we're not even a Christian, don't go to church, don't know anything about God? Okay. How about dreams and visions? There's a huge amount of Middle East folks that are being just run over, invaded, attacked by the grace of God with dreams and visions. No preachers there. They won't allow them within 500 miles of the village, but God shows up in the form of angels. Jesus shows up often and brings them a taste of glory, a taste of God. And they follow it out. Sometimes the testimonies that you get to encounter because of the social media with YouTube and so forth, some of those trails they follow go for a year or two or three, one contact to another, one God's hand on them, leading them to people that will eventually bring them into a relationship with Jesus. And you know what they say? They say, I knew there was something. I just didn't know what it was. I knew there was something. Now, what was the something that existed? They didn't know what it was. It was the fingerprint of God that was on their spirit. It was the desire that he put in their spirits when he created them for a destiny and a purpose and a final conclusion. That's the hunger we have. Now, of course, when you and I came to Jesus and were awakened to our spiritual man, you know, the inner man. And then many of us who were experiencing the baptism in the Holy Spirit, where all of a sudden the Holy Spirit was illuminated and let loose in us, that just magnified that desire. I want to be a preacher. That was my desire. I want to preach. I want to be an evangelist. I want to travel and preach the gospel. Now, where'd that come from? Well, obviously, my dad was an evangelist, so I was going to be like dad. Oh, really? I know a lot of preacher sons that didn't end up like dad. God had other desires for them. Now, okay. What is in the mind of God when we are told to have the mind of Christ, which is the mind of God, by the way? They're one. And how do we know what's in the mind of God? Well, let's just take a little peek at one of my favorites in Jeremiah. I've preached this a few times and love this speech that comes out of this scripture. Jeremiah 29:11, the Amplified. "For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome." Now, that's the desire that God's put in us. And even if we don't know that as a pre-Christian, before we come into the light of God, if we don't know that, something in us says there's got to be something different than this. This is not right. Life shouldn't be this full of hell. There's got to be some. And lo and behold, down the road, you find Christ and you found that thing that you desired. Didn't know it was there, but it was there all the time. Isn't that something? So in the mind of God is to give you peace and not evil, to give you peace and not evil. Look at that, Amplified. I love the Amplified. "Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil." God's not going around breaking legs. He's not waiting to catch you in a dark night so he can get his retribution for you being a dummy, doing something wrong or evil. God's not out to break your leg. He's out to bring you into his purposes. Well, we do get our legs broke sometimes, but God's not in the leg breaking business. He's in the restoring business. And while you're sitting around waiting for that leg to heal, you have time finally take time to think about God's destiny in your life. And the testimony comes out of the hospital. "Well, I know God put me there because when I got there, I started thinking about God." Okay. Well, be that as it may, I don't think that's right. But if you hold on to that, good luck. God doesn't want that. He wants you to embrace and walk with and live with and know a God who is gracious and kind and loving. He loves us. It's the love of God that draws us and brings us into him. So he says, "I have plans for you." Scripture says that the hungry and the thirsty shall be filled. Filled. They shall be fat. Over to God. What's in your heart? That commercial on TV says, "What's in your wallet?" You know, they're trying to sell you a credit card, but what's in your heart? That's God's credit card. Hey, I just invented that. That's God's credit card. He's put in you a credit. You have credit with him, and you need to start spending it. I came across a fellow on the YouTube the other day, and he's made a lot of money in these gaming business, so he gives money away. He'll stop somebody on the street And he says, "Say, here's my credit card. Go into that store over there and spend whatever you want. The sky's the limit. But if you overspend, you don't get anything." So, of course, they're nervous. They'd like to do a whole bunch of stuff. He told him later, "So, well, there was $1 million on that credit card. You could have had the store." God's put in your DNA and in your call and in your, he formed you just like he formed Adam. You weren't on a cookie cutter machine. It wasn't some, you know, belt going by where people were adding pieces to you like a construction site or a factory. No, you were formed. David said you were uniquely formed and you were specially formed in your mother's womb. God did that. Now, if that's the case, then what are you hungering for? What's your desire? Some of these young people have some strange callings. For me, I thought everybody ought to be a preacher, but we need a plumber, we need a pilot, we need someone to open up the bank, and we need someone that'll sweep the streets and somebody that will invent new ideas. I just wanted to be a preacher. As far as I was concerned, everybody in church ought to be a preacher. My dad said, when he was preaching, he said, my greatest dream is to put a sign over the door, closed. Everybody's gone preaching. Well, that doesn't work that way because God's called the contractor and the plumber. God's called the housewife. And he's called the man that invents all the things we love to do. What's God called you to? What's your desire? That desire will lead you to the goal if you'll follow it. If you'll follow the hunger, you shall be filled. Okay, spiritually, you know, in the spiritual stuff, prayer and studying, reading the word and loving God, and like we've been talking about, going into the presence of the Lord in meditation and face-to-face relationship where he speaks to your heart. But you may not come out of that room preaching. You may come out with an invention. Like Letourneau, who invented these great machines that move earth, dirt, build roads. God gave him that in a dream. When he woke up, he scratched it out on a pad and paper and had an engineer put it together. And he became one of the greatest supporters of missions in that era of time. He lived off of 10%. The rest of it went to missions. But that was his call. He didn't go to the mission field. That was his call. What's your desire? God will fill it if you'll just follow it. I tell you, it's a marvelous gift God's given us, the gift of hunger. I've got 7 grandkids now, finally. The oldest one is 7. The youngest one is 4, 5, 6 months. When those little cherubs, you thought I was going to say something else, didn't you? Those little cherubs, when they're not hungry, you can't make them eat. I mean, they'll spit the milk out the side of their mouth and they'll spit it back on the plate or whatever. But when they're hungry, they just suck it down. All right. Hunger. Lord, give us that hunger. Lord, let us desire. Desire is a hunger from the Lord. I pray for you today as we come to our short time together that the spirit of hunger will come upon you to go into his presence, to love his face, to spend time with him, to hear his voice, to read his word, to pray in other tongues, you know, our heavenly language. All those things will stir the hunger. And you'll find yourself on a new journey that you haven't been on, or maybe a renewed journey that you've taken a detour. For God said he would satisfy the desires of your heart. He put those desires there. That's the gift. That's the calling. And he said he would satisfy the desires. Mom says, my wife, what do you want to eat? And I, well, my just brain spins. Well, this. Then I get realistic. What's in the icebox? You know, what's in the shelf or the freezer? Because I, you know, I might have some weird desire that would have to go fly it in from New York. No. I want it close at hand. Well, God's put it close at hand for you. I'll never be a brain surgeon, an astronaut. I'm sure of that by now. But there are desires that God will still fulfill for George Watkins because I hunger after them. I love you guys and gals. I tell you, this is a great time to be together in Christ. This is a great time to know our God is in charge. Remember, not in control. He's in charge because we are co-laborers. And we do our part, he'll do his. Amen. Well, until tomorrow night. tomorrow morning already. Not tomorrow night. Tomorrow morning. We will see you again bright and early. And if you haven't subscribed, do so. Big, big help toward the impact this program has on the internet. And share it with someone. Give us a comment. Thumbs up. All those good things. If God's nudging you to send us a financial blessing, a gift, you can do that through PayPal. That will help us fill our tank and go down the road. Until tomorrow, don't forget, I love you more than that, and because of that, or I should say, God loves you, and because of God's love, I do. We will see you then.